There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Heat up your lineup with the FootJoy Tee-Off Challenge. Join two free fantasy golf contests to compete for your share of $10,000 in total cash prizes while the world's best golfers tee off. Head to DraftKings.com/FootJoy now to join the action. FootJoy, the number one shoe and glove in golf. DraftKings.com. For details, what an honor it was last year to be on MLB Network with this guy, in my opinion, the greatest sports talk show host of all time, Christopher Mad Dog Russo, Mad Dog Unleashed, weekdays 3 to 6, Sirius XM Channel 82, High Heat on MLB Network, and 5-0 last year with his win total bets, and we'll run down everything with win totals and props coming up during the next couple segments. First of all, appreciate the time. What about the new rules? Expanded roster, automatic runners start on second. Yeah, you there? Automatic.
100%. Yeah, a lot of them, you know, as you said, expanded rosters, the universal DH, man on second. I don't like the man on second. You know, I wouldn't have done that this year. I mean, it's not an awful rule. It's a little gimmicky, but, you know, a lot of these sports have gimmicks there to get these games over with. I'll live with it for another year. I'm not in love with that. I thank God the 7-8 doubleheaders are behind us. Mm-hmm. I hated that. So I'm very pleased by that. The expanded rosters make some sense because obviously they had a shortened spring training. They don't want to get a lot of these guys hurt. So, I mean, it makes the Players Association happy, and that means a lot of relief pitchers, but I do know where they're going there. You know, the Ohtani rule makes, you know, they're going to do that to Ohtani. They want to encourage him playing, not playing. So you got to live with that. The extra playoff team, you know, I would have been okay. And listen, I'm usually a purist, which, you know, likes less is more. But I understand the idea of the extra playoff team. I do think that week after the regular season will be good when you play the two best of threes with the wild card and the third divisional winner. The thing I don't like about it is the fact that there were seven teams. You've seen in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, the teams play hard to get out of the wild card game and to get the number one seed. Green Bay played hard at the end of the year. Tennessee had to beat Houston. They played hard to get the one seed to get into that divisional round. And I think the teams will not play hard in baseball as long as they get the out of the wild card round. They're not going to push that hard for the best record. And so as a result, if there was only one of those, and you added 17, I think teams have pushed their rear ends off to get to the one seed. They won't do that as much because they don't do it in football. In the old days in football, they wanted the week, the bye week, and a playoff game. They didn't go crazy for the championship game at home. They were going to live with where that game would be. Baseball, I think, will be the same way. But I do think the week after the season will be good with the best of threes. And I think that, you know, I think that the season will be, you're going to have a lot of doubleheaders there, you know, make up the three games. You have a little bad weather on the East Coast already.
Yep.
You have some of that later in the week. And you have the season end during the week, and it won't end on the weekend, which will avoid the deal with the Sunday. The problem is the wild card round will go up against NFL that second weekend in October, which I'm sure they don't love. And I also think they get hurt a little bit with the lockout, because right now in sports, you're talking about Kansas and Carolina, a great game, great second half. That will be the big theme today. And then Tiger on Thursday. So I think baseball gets a little overwhelmed for their opening day. That's their own fault, because, you know, they normally would have been on before the Final Four and a week before the Masters. Yeah. Now they're on the day of the Masters with Tiger. So I think baseball will get off to a bad start opening weekend as far as juice is concerned, because the world's greatest athlete, you know, coming back off almost a leg amputation, is about to play golf here this weekend.
Yeah, okay, one more rule to go over. And as you mentioned, you're a purist. I think most old-school baseball fans certainly are the same way, Mad Dog, where they are purists, and this sport obviously caters to an older generation, not a younger generation. So I'm guessing that you're strong on the DH in the National League, and I'm guessing you're getting an overwhelming amount of feedback saying the same exact thing. They don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like the DH. I don't like the DH, period. You know, to me, I'm not a big fan of it. You know, they use the injury status now as well. That's the reason we got to change it. You know, they don't want to get pitchers hurt. That's nonsense. You know, all these pitchers batted forever and ever and ever. Bob Gibson never got hurt, right? I mean, you know, Sandy Koufax never got hurt. Don Drysdale never got hurt. Doc Gooden never got hurt. Randy Johnson, when he pitched in the National League, didn't get hurt. Maddox never got hurt. Smoltz never got hurt. So, no, I'm not a big fan of it. I live with it. I knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody's that surprised. You know, I think it makes for longer games. I think it takes the you know, guessing along and second guessing the manager in the National League, that takes that out of play. Here's the bottom line about the DH. The great game is the great game no matter where you play it, what league, but it's a little better in the American, in the National League without the DH. Deciding when to take a pitcher out,
yeah,
when to pitch hit, who to bring in as a reliever. Yeah. Those scenarios for the big baseball fan and playing the game along with the manager, you take that decision-making out of the process, it's not going to be quite as strategic or as enjoyable if you're one of those purist baseball fans like you got, like yep, the three of us are.
Yep. How about the New York teams? It's like the Mets are cursed. DeGrom already hurt, going to miss time. And then the Yankees, they remind Cashman of the World Series drought. He keeps bringing up 2017. I bet the Yankees under 91.5 wins, concerned about the rotation. What are your thoughts on the Yankees and Mets, please?
Yeah, that's a good one. You know, the Mets cloud over him. All the money that Cohen has is not going to change that. And, you know, you're not going to see DeGrom. Now, maybe that's an advantage because, you know, with the extra playoff team, the Mets will be competitive. They get DeGrom. They hope, you know, right around June 15th, July 1st, they can save his bullets. But, you know, until the Mets do something, this is a franchise that made the playoffs six times in 36 years under the Wilpons, has not made the playoffs since 2016. Always underachieves, whether it's Lindor, whether it's the pitchers, whether it's injury, Matt Harvey, you name it. So I'll believe it when I see it, so to speak. I do think Buck will help Showalter. Mm-hmm. He'll keep everything under control. He's a good manager. He'll get that clubhouse, you know, all, you know, rowing in the same direction, which is important. And they do have Cohen's money there at the deadline, where he can do anything he wants. He's not going to worry about any luxury tax. He don't care. You know, nobody knew who Steve Cohen was when he making $14 billion, you know, and he was, you know, running a hedge fund or buying all that tremendous art. You know, he was a Met fan growing up, so he just wants to win. So he'll go out there and do what he has to do. So I got to see with the Mets, and they're in a tough division, you know, but, you know, I would be optimistic. I mean, they got plenty of pitching. I mean, they have an owner who's got money. I mean, you would think they'd be pretty good, but, you know, bet at your own risk. And the Yankees, listen, they have a big offense. You know, if Donaldson stays healthy, Rizzo, Judge, LeMahieu, Stanton, I mean, you know, they're going to kill some of these teams that have no pitching. Mm-hmm. You know, those bad teams, Kansas City, Texas, the Orioles. Although last year the Orioles played well against the Yankees, but the Orioles, you know, they're going to the Red Sox don't pitch well. They're going to kill these teams. But, you know, when they put their feet in the deeper end of the pool, you know, that's where it'd be a little tricky because, you know, they don't have great pitching. I got to see Severino stay healthy.
Yep.
I don't like the three, four, and five starters. You know, they've relied on their bullpen a lot, and Chapman hasn't been quite as good. I mean, they should win, you know, the 90-game territory. What is it, over under number 91.5?
Mm-hmm.
Something along those lines. Tough division.
Yep.
Tough division. And remember, you know, I don't know if Judge and Rizzo are going to be able to play in Toronto because of the vaccine scenario, and they play six games in Toronto before June 15th. So that would be a little bit of a negative. But they'd be right around 90, 92. They'd probably make the playoffs. I think you can figure out who's going to get into the postseason in the American League. You got to figure, you know, the Astros will probably still make it, the White Sox will make it. And then you got Toronto, the Yankees, Tampa, and the Red Sox, and maybe throwing the Angels in Seattle and, the, you know, maybe the Twins to fight for a spot. So The Yankees will make it. Will they be great? I wouldn't bet on it. The over-under, I'd stay away. That over-under is way too high. I wouldn't go near it. But if you take the under and then the pitchers pitch well, the Mets have two big starters at the top of the rotation, as we know.
Yep. Follow the Money, Paulie and Mitch Feast in the Sports Betting Network. Chris Russo, our guest, Mad Dog Unleashed, weekdays 3 to 6, Sirius XM, Channel 82, High Heat, MLB Network. Weekdays 1 to 2 Eastern. A couple props before we have to break. 2 minutes left. Will a pitcher win 20 games? Yes, no.
That's a good one. Boy, oh boy. Pitcher win 20 games. Last year, Arias won 20, right? Yeah. I'll say somebody will win 20 games. I'll say yes to that.
Someone hit 50 home runs.
Probably. I can see, you know, somebody will crack 50. I got to think who, but I would say yes to that, too.
Will the team lose 100 games? Yes, minus 180.
Wow, really? That high? Yeah, the bad teams are a little better. Marlins a little better. Texas is better. You know, the bad teams, you know, the American League Central is a little better with the Royals. You know, the Orioles probably be a little better with the kid catcher.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say somebody would still lose 100. Diamondbacks would be improved. I'd say somebody will lose 100. I would say the Orioles, because that division is very good, and they got, you know, 18 games against those four real good teams. That's 72 games. They're liable to lose 50 of them. Mm-hmm. So I would say the Orioles will lose 100. So I would take yes to that.
How about 100 wins? Yes, minus 140.
100 wins. I would say the Dodgers. So I would, the Giants won't be quite as good. You know, no Tatis for a while. I would say yes to L.A. They won 106 last year. Won't be as good pitching, but they get Freeman. Their lineup's great, and they're hungry. Roberts will win the World Series. Always have money. I'd say yes to the Dodgers winning 100.
Very cool. Okay, so hang tight. You're going to stick around for another segment talking to Chris Mad Dog Russo at Mad Dog Unleashed, obviously. That's coming up next. He's a huge Giants fan. His realistic expectations following their magical 2021 season. And then again, 5-0 on Major League Baseball win totals last year. Who does he like this season? Find out coming up next.
Follow the money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCast designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we continue now with Christopher Mad Dog Russo. Mad Dog Unleashed weekdays 3 to 6 Eastern on Sirius XM Channel 82. High Heat Major League Baseball Network weekdays from 1 until 2. Eastern, you're a huge San Francisco Giants fan. 107 wins last year, magical season. What are your expectations for the team this year, Chris?
Well, I mean, I think the over-under number, they will hit, but, you know, the Giants are going to have trouble. I mean, you know, they hit 20-something home runs last year, pinch-hitting-wise. They're not doing that again. They're not having all these guys, you know, have career years that they're a platoon team, and everybody who they put in the platoon hit. That's not going to happen again. They've already had an injury with Longoria. You know, their pitching is, you know, these Scalfani and Alex Wood had great years. I mean, Logan Webb is good. I mean, Logan Webb is a legitimate number one starter. He's a very, very good pitcher. He was great in the postseason. They're okay there. But, you know, they're going to try to get by with, you know, the Rendons and the Woods and the DeScalfanis. And they're okay pitchers. They're fourth and fifth starters. And last year they pitched like two and three starters. I don't expect that again. Now, they claim that they're going to use everybody knocking them as motivation because everybody thinks their numbers are way too... I mean, 84 and a half, is it? Was that the over-under number?
Yeah, right around there, yep.
They won't win as many. Their division won't... What is it? I'm sorry. What is the over-under?
Yeah, we're looking at like 85 and a half right now, I believe.
Yeah, 85 and a half. I mean, I would probably take the over there and maybe they say win 86, 87 games. But the Diamondbacks will be a little better. The Rockies will be better. They can pitch a little bit. And the Giants killed the Diamondbacks last year. They won't do that again.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Giants are going to strive. I think they're going to be 20 less wins. I don't see how they... The Giants don't have a lot of start. Plus, they lose Bryant and they lose Posey.
Yeah.
I mean, and Gausman. And that's a... You know, Posey was a linchpin with that offense. Crawford was an MVP candidate. And Belt hit 29 home runs. I mean, I got to see that again. So I would say the under... I think the Giants will be in the mix for the extra wild card team, but I don't think the Giants are a great team. I really don't.
Yeah. Okay. 5-0 last year. Let's have your favorite win totals, please.
Yeah. I haven't completed them yet. I only got a day and a half, so I got to hustle here. I like the Angels over 84 and a half. They're due for some good luck. That's number one. Mm-hmm. They've been very unlucky with injury. They're due for some. I mean, Trout played 36 games last year. Rendon played 58 games last year. So Trout, Rendon, and Ohtani, three big offensive players. They're going to score some runs. And I do believe that Syndergaard will be decent. They got a pretty good bullpen. Now, listen, you know, Seattle's pretty good. Houston's pretty good. Oakland's even going to be pesky. I know that sounds crazy. Texas will be better. And, you know, but I do think the Angels, I think the number's right around the right number, but I do think they're ticked upwards to that. So I would say the Angels, to me, would be number one. I would say them over the 84 and a half. That is one that I specifically like. That's outside of number one. You know, I could go Milwaukee or so. I like the teams in the bad divisions.
Yep.
And Milwaukee's got very good pitching. You know, they got three excellent starters. They got a good bullpen, and they play the Cubs, and they play the Pirates, and they play the Reds a million times. And the Brewers, you got to figure Yelich will be better. They got McCutchen sitting there and Renfro. They don't have a great offense. We understand that. But they do have excellent starting pitching. It's a high number. I can see Milwaukee. You know, I took them last year and won. I don't like taking a team back-to-back years. So that is something I got to think about. But I can see Milwaukee in that scenario. I think the Rockies will be better. Bryant in Story, to me, it's a wash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a good manager, and believe it or not, the Rockies have some pitching. I mean, you know, they Marquez and with the lefty who's pretty decent, they have some pitching. They won 74 last year. The Giants won't be quite as good. I can see the Rockies being, what are they, 68 and a half? I mean, I can see the Rockies being somewhat competitive in the NL West. I mean, not great, but certainly in the mid 70 level. So I could see that. You know, everybody's going to run to the Twins. I might do that too. Correa, Buxton, Sano, Urshela's a decent third baseman. Watch Sanchez hit 30 homers behind the plate. Fresh, you know, new scenery for him.
Mm-hmm.
Sanchez scenery, he'll probably do better. Now, I don't like their pitching. They don't have good pitching, but they're in a bad division, you know. Detroit, the Royals, and the Indians, I mean, those are so-so at best teams. So I can see Minnesota being a relatively decent team. I'll take an under somewhere. You know, part of me thinks Tampa, they're due to, you know, come back to earth after two great years, won 100 games, got to a World Series, then they lose Cruz. You know, they just trade Meadows. I don't know about Tampa. They're going to live with that bullpen, but they're in a very good division. You know, the Red Sox, the Blue Jays, and the Yankees are pretty good teams. They also play the Orioles a lot of games. through August 14th, nothing beyond. And look at that Tampa September schedule. It is very difficult, and they're in the upper 80s. I can see an under on Tampa. I could definitely see that from that from their scenario. I took the Phillies last year. I wouldn't take them again.
Yeah.
The Mets, I never take the Mets. Braves would be pretty good. You could run there. The Marlins and the I don't want to root for the Marlins every day, so I won't touch that. I can't root for them every day.
Yeah.
I could see the Rockies. I could see the Angels. I could see under Tampa. I could see Milwaukee. And I'll find a fifth team. I'll do that in the next 48 hours.
Okay.
But I do think that, maybe the Twins. I could see Detroit, too. He's a good manager. They won 68 and 61 their last 129 games last year. They have a little pitching. I like the teams that can pitch a little bit. They're not out of these games, in the fifth inning in August. They stay in the game because they had some pitchers. Detroit's pitching isn't terrible. I could see, and they're in a bad division. So I can see something. But their number is a little high, 76.5. I could see something with Detroit. I'll find five. I won't go 5-0 again.
Yeah.
That's dangerous, too. I was so good last year.
Right.
I got a lot of breaks with Kansas City. They won a couple games late in the year. I got them. Philadelphia easily could have not got to the 80.5. They won 82. Those things seem to balance themselves off year to year. But I'll find five. The Angels, definitely. I'm going to take a run at the Angels.
Okay.
You got it. Listen to his podcast, by the way, Digging Up the Past. Christopher Mad Dog Russo, our guest, Sirius XM Channel 82. You're a good tennis player. I always thought you could tell how good a tennis player was by his second serve. How's your second serve?
I agree with that. I think second serves are very, very important. And I don't have a great second serve, but I don't have a great serve to begin with. So I take something off the first serve to get it in, especially in doubles. But yeah, that's a good tennis fan. Second serve, very, very significant. You got to have a decent one if you're going to be a bad, especially in doubles, because the second serve in doubles kills you. But yes, I understand where you're coming from. My second serve is a little weak, which hurts me in tennis. But I'm 62 years of age, and I can still run around that course, especially on clay.
Yeah.
And, clay? Nice.
On the hard truth.
Okay.
Running on the cement outdoors in the summertime is too hard for me.
Yeah. How's the golf swing, and how excited are you for Tiger possibly playing at the Masters starting on Thursday?
Yeah, I think he's going to play.
I think so, too.
I'm going to have Freddie Couples on today. I think he's going to play. Mm. So I think that, I wouldn't put anything past him. It's hard to believe he'd win. But, he knows the course well. He'll probably be in the mix. I would think that a big victory for him would be making a cut.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he would play. And my golf swing, I played the other day, and I played relatively well. So I was surprised in 43-degree weather. I was actually a little surprised. I made good contact. So I'm working on playing a draw instead of playing a fade. So that a swing change at this age isn't that easy.
Mm-hmm.
But those two sports, tennis and golf, will be the demise of me, because I always have. When you're an intellectual sports fan, and then sports, sometimes you just got to go out there and be instinctive. I think about it too much, which makes it worse.
Yep. Now, 1 minute. What's your favorite airport?
Airport. Well, that's interesting. I'll tell you an airport that's very good, that's underrated, is Tampa.
Ooh.
Everybody knows about Orlando. Tampa was the first of those kind of modern airports where they had the shuttle trains take you to the gate. It's not impossible to get in and around it. It's not too far from downtown. Remember, I had a kid who went to the University of Tampa, so I flew into it a lot back and forth. Tampa is a much better airport. You can go to the West Coast nonstop. Tampa's a better airport, and you can fly to Europe nonstop. Mm. Tampa's a better airport than you think. It really is.
It's no LaGuardia or JFK, from what I'm told.
LaGuardia will get better, but it was a third world country for a long time.
Mad Dog, you're the best. Thanks so much for the time today. Good luck with the win totals.
You got it. Thanks, guys. Good to be on. Keep it up. Okay, buddy.
Mad Dog Unleashed, 3 to 6 Eastern. Win, lose, coming up next.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right. Perfect timing in Ontario and in Canada. Auston Matthews hat trick, 18-1. He was involved in all the bonuses. Forget about a goal. How about three? And that paid 18-1, and everyone cleaned up on their bonuses in Ontario. 6-2 win for the Leafs. Also win some, the Kansas Futures. And also, if you hedged, you did the right thing and took the points. You scooped both. Incredible.
Sure.
I saw Humans was buying back 25% on Carolina with the points. 90,000 in play bet on Kansas money line. 2 minutes in when it was 7-0. That was squeaky bum time. But that's interesting. Like he was hanging out with Billy Packer. Thought the game was over? 7-0?
I mean, that's pretty early to think the game's over with, obviously.
And how about the in-play number when Carolina was up 16? It wasn't that big. Plus 340, you saw the highest. And even when they were up double digits, I was only seeing 220.
Now, I thought Kansas was a total train wreck in the final 10 minutes of the first half.
Yes.
I mean, who the hell didn't, right? But I wanted to see what it was like because you could see, like, was Love injured? Baycott may have been getting fatigued. Manek was banged up. I'm like, okay, I want to see what Kansas is like to come back and win this game. Down 15, the best I could find, I think, was plus 340. I'm like, that's not a good enough number for me to bet it.
Yes. First field goal, three-pointer, plus 235. That cashed in all three games. Largest lead prop went over as well. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos. Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram. This one's awesome today. The dog's drinking the water, and he got the little the bowl that appears at the bottom of the water bowl, and he thinks that's a real bone. So he's trying to, like, eat it and eat the water. He's like, and he's staring at it for 20 seconds. I'm like, what's going on? So, why can't I get the bone?
Give it to
me. Don't I see a bone? There's a bone there. He's trying to eat it. And now he's
with the paw.
He takes the paw. I'll just grab, where's the bone? I see the damn thing. It's right in front
Peek-a-boo,
of me.
Peek-a-boo, I see you.
Yeah. Between this one and the one yesterday where the statue
that was
trying to play fetch with
legendary.
The tennis ball. Yeah, that's awesome. How about, all right. This is Savor the Flavor. You may never see this one again. We got otters and popcorn here. With the sound up, please, as long as it goes.
I want to know the background story to this.
I don't know. Look at this guy sneaking in. Okay, I'll get that.
How does he know that they're going to love popcorn?
I don't know.
Give it a shot. Look at him
looking around. Yeah. Yeah. One more, please, right? Yeah.
It looks like our buddy Blue. They go with the paws almost.
Yeah, go up there. Yeah.
Put it right in the mouth.
Yeah. That's a good day. That's a fun day right there. That's a good day for everybody. I can't believe she drove home from the Grammys. Megan Thee Stallion, my girl. If I ever was going to be a rap artist, my name would have been Papa Chubby. But there she is in front of at Baker and from the largest thermometer. To think she's just hanging. I'm going to take a picture, put this on Instagram.
Las Vegans would get this, and people from California would get it as well. If you've never been out here, you don't know what we're talking. It's the middle of nowhere in the desert. And there's if you need gas, like on the way to L.A., short.
Got the shopping area. Or is that Barstow?
No, that's Barstow.
Oh, that's Barstow. So when did the drugs take hold?
This is like, yeah, exactly right. This is like a small, like, ghost town with a couple of gas stations, maybe like that Mad Greek Euro place is really good. Yeah. But that's about, by the way, you're paying like $8 a gallon already for gas. So
yeah, right, right.
And it's like, you want to get in and get out. Trust me, I've been like to the bathrooms before. I'm like, this is sketchy as hell. I got to get out of here. Anyway, imagine stopping and who's this? What? Are you kidding me? Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah, my girl. Look me up. Give me a call. I'm easy to find. We're both on TV. We'll hit it off. 531, Todd Dewey. This is good. Mattress Mac. Now I'm with you. Some of the negativity with this guy. He's a marketing genius.
It's people are so lazy with this, and it really bothers me.
He's using sports books to hedge his great profits, and he's still and got Frank B. involved and Anthony Curtis.
Correct.
He sells so many damn furniture with his great promo. Win it all, get it all.
Right.
And you can win $3,000-$4,000 in furniture to coincide with whatever sports team it is to win a particular event.
As we have discussed many times on this show with Mattress Mac, when Frank B. or Anthony Curtis come on, and I brought it up earlier today, other business owners across the country, pay attention to what he has done.
Yeah.
You should be copying what he does because it's brilliant marketing and promotions. And the guy, he's not losing money. This is absolutely fantastic what he does. So for the people that automatically just by default are like, I'm tired of this story. Well, why? Because you don't know. Huh. You're tired of Mattress Mac? No. Be tired of other people not doing the same thing.
Yep. Totally agree. Concur. Great lunch yesterday. Top five Thai restaurant in the country. Went to Lotus of Siam, and this was Dave Malinsky's go-to spot. And Matt was there. Great to meet Las Vegas Chris.
Yeah.
He's on a whole
great
nother
level.
That guy's on a whole nother level. Oh, my God.
Well, I forget about it.
I didn't have to get into sports betting with him. He was talking about video poker and roulette.
Yeah.
And going through, like, Rain Man stuff.
He gets it. Oh, yeah. Safe to say he gets
get
it.
That, yeah.
And I mean, Mike from Chicago as well. Great dude.
Yes, forgot about Mike. A great guy as well. And that was in tribute to Malinsky. A great time. And thanks for the invite as well. Lose some. I couldn't believe this. Red Rock in the suburbs in Summerlin took $1 million on Kansas, laying four. How about that bet? Look at this. How much? We do it for $1 million?
It's a hard pass.
Is that? Oh, my God.
Paul, put it this way. I mean,
Grand Canyon just swinging on a mountain?
It's easy for me to sit here and say, yes, I'll do it right now where I'm sitting.
Oh.
You get me up on that cliff and you put the rope on me and two guys swing me back and forth, $1 million, there's no chance.
No.
No way.
Nope.
By the way, think about that $1 million bet on Kansas for a second. The kid steps out of bounds.
Sure.
They're going to foul him. He's going to go to the free throw line. They're up by three.
I understand, but you're down 16. But
I
understand. Yeah.
Ebbs and flows of a game.
It's over. Yeah. How do you do that?
And
you're going to make at least one free throw.
Is that on self or is that on the player in the execution?
It's on everybody.
Yeah.
It's
to
everybody.
Draw it up like that, like you're going to be that close, take a chance on the baseline there or sideline?
Let's go to New Orleans. Café du Monde, the line to get in. You said this is every day you've been there?
Well, when we were there, it was like this every single day.
But it moves quick?
Yeah, it took us probably about a half an hour to get to the front, get some coffee and some vignettes.
What's the longest you would wait?
That's probably...
That's
I mean, it's
that
good.
Limit.
It's not. It's worth going to, but it's not like, oh, my God, I got to go back again and have it again tomorrow.
Sure. One bad beat, Carolina futures. But again, you were in a great position to hedge because they had the big lead. But up by 15 at the half with Kansas in foul trouble, and they lose the game by three. Win-Lose presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Log in, get a 20% live profit boost on the NBA every Tuesday. Great house special today in honor of the Champions League today. Both Liverpool and Man City win to nil. And Nigel loves Liverpool under. He thinks that could happen.
And that's
BetRivers.com.
Yep. He also, for those who missed Nigel earlier today, he made a great case for the Liverpool match to go under at plus money, like plus 135,
right,
under 2.5. He also pointed out, though, you might want to get creative and bet Liverpool and City like 1-0, 2-0, 3-0 to win these games.
Great guest today. Good job, Dustin. Going back to Bob Herrick, who was on.
Very good job. Yep.
Mickelson's, this is from the book. Let me give him a plug again. Golf's most fascinating rivalry, Tiger and Phil. Get this book, Tiger and Phil. Mickelson's gambling prowess highlighted through several stories in the book, one of which a player he partnered with, took to turn it at an open in Scotland. He sensed the guy was playing the golf too good, too much good golf leading up to the tournament. Mickelson went into a legal betting shop and bet the guy to miss the cut, which he did. That's cruel, and he loves telling the story. It's an assassin.
Yeah.
And it's also interesting what Bob brought up about what's the motivation here with the Saudi stuff and the comments about what do you have going on? And I still cannot believe that he got away no problem just paying that fine with the Billy Walters thing.
I'm totally
still
with you on that.
Baffled by that.
As Bob brought up, Phil Mickelson, how much money has he made in his career?
I mean,
hundreds of millions of dollars. If he owed Billy Walters $1 million, he's not good for that?
Yeah.
And how bad, I want to know how bad the gambling debts potentially still are.
Yeah.
Bob didn't really go down that path so much, but the history there with how much 1998 practice round, the year after Tiger won the Masters going away, he beat Tiger in a practice round for $500. Tiger paid him in $100 bills. Phil took a picture of it and then said, took and put it in his locker and said, hey, the Benjis are enjoying their new home. It took 20 years for Tiger to play another practice round with them. And that story about Rich Beam when he won in 2002, Fred Funk's going, Tiger's celebrating, and Tiger was one back. And Funk's like,
that I can't
what are
believe.
You talking about? What,
I know.
Tiger, what do you do? Why are you doing the fist pump? He just beat you. He goes, Rich Beam won, Phil Mickelson, nada.
That story I cannot believe.
That's,
remember, he told, because this is the 25-year anniversary, though.
Yeah.
He still didn't smile that look on his face when he's got a 10-shot lead. It's over.
That's right.
Bob was right. Going into Sunday, it was over. He's 18 under.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was over, but he still get away from me and all business.
Totally focused.
Kid pats him on the back after a shot. He's looking around.
Yeah, like what was
doing?
That? Don't do that again
sure,
to me.
Sure, yeah.
Sounds like a terrific book, obviously. Gets into as much as possible with those two. And then Russo with the like four overs, I think, is what he threw out there. Wasn't officially on like five yeah. totals, but the Angels is what he gravitated to first.
How's your second serve? Mine's atrocious. Just get it over. Oh, it's
mine's
there's
okay.
nothing on.
Really? Mine's okay.
I got nothing on it.
I can, like you're supposed to do, I have pinpoint accuracy on my second serve.
Okay.
At least I used to when I played tennis on the regular. It's a fun sport to play. Love playing tennis.
Great exercise.
Yep. Good, awesome cardio.
You got it. You got it.
In Pocket Plays, what we are betting on this program coming up next.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're up.
All right. As always, shop around. This number was still available last night. Major League Baseball win totals. Otherwise, I would not put it on this screen right now. I bet it on Sunday. Still available again at last check. A's under 70.5 wins. I did lay 35 cents, and I was told last night that it was found elsewhere at minus 20, so a better number than what I laid. I think that division's pretty good this year. Mariners again.
Improved.
Yeah, Angels will be better. Astros probably still the class. Rangers added a couple of really good offensive players. A's fire sale. I have to go under that number. It should be, it's like 68 at some other spots. Mike Palm said yesterday it should be like 58. That might be a little bit of a reach, but I'm not going to be surprised if this team loses 100 games this year. So under is the play there. And two bets tonight in the same game, not on a same game parlay, but Kyrie Irving over 25.5 points. And by the way, that's around minus 20 cents right now, or you can go 26.5 points, which is close to even money. Irving tonight playing in the first game here in a few days against this Rockets defense, which is abysmal. Super high total. He's going to get his shots. It's going to be a lot of Kyrie and Durant, so give me over 25.5 there.
Look at that total.
But you know what? Give me the Rockets plus the points.
Absolutely.
17.5 for one of the worst teams in the league, ATS.
Yep.
And they've been a little feisty here down the stretch.
They get you. 40-38. 11-22 in their last 33, laying that. Curry with the ankle, Dragic out, Brown with the flip.
I'll get that right now, they are as a home favorite.
Going back, I think it's a 5-25 run going back. Well, how about that? Everyone did so well yesterday with their middling. I got the Polish middle. Look at this. Well, a one seed win the title. That's a loser, yes. And then I laid 4 and I lost with that.
Oh, team. Boy.
Yeah, Arsenal, I don't know what that was either. Clubbed by Crystal Palace. It was a big match, trying to get top 4 in the Premier League. This is good at Bet Rivers. Can't believe this price. Will the Cavs make the playoffs? Noah's plus 170. They're the 7 right now. They should beat Orlando tonight. Orlando's got guys out and they don't care. But then Friday they go to Brooklyn and then they close with Milwaukee. I don't know how Milwaukee's going to treat it Sunday, but a good job by the NBA. Those games are all at the same time. How they staggered them. But those like Chicago, Milwaukee, Cleveland, all those games are at the same time. So that's a good job by the NBA. But that plus 170. I mean, that's...
I'm with you on that.
No way.
Need to tell you on that.
That's not happening. They only have to win one game, but I don't think it's going to happen. They have too many injuries. Yankees under 91.5 wins, and Scherzer, the lead pitchers for wins, 9-1. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern at BetRivers.com.
Okay, you want the numbers in the Nets right now?
Yes.
Buckle your seatbelts, folks. The Brooklyn Nets on the season... as a home favorite, 4-24-1 against the spread.
Oh!
That is 14%. The next worst team in the league, the Lakers, 11-18 ATS, 38%. They've covered 4 games all year long as a home favorite. Now, watch, I'm on them. I've bet against them a few times because the numbers are just
It's a home book.
Completely out of control.
Yeah.
But again, this number feels to me like, what is it, desperation? They're still going to be in the play-in.
They can't stop anybody.
Of course they can't.
They only have two guys that can score and you can depend on. And what if Kyrie or Durant has an off game? Listen to this, by the way. This is yesterday. This guy's a prickly pear. I mean, hell of a player. Durant was asked about seeding and who they want to play once the playoffs start in the play-in. Well, if they make it. But the play-in round. And here's his answer.
I mean, have you bothered to look with the standings much as what the path would be for you guys in the playoffs, or is it more talk to you Sunday?
Who cares? Whoever we play, we play. Like, I don't care who we play. I don't care that we're in the play-in. Let's just tip the ball up, you know. See what happens, you know. That's all you can control. It's too stressful thinking about or trying to dodge a team or lining up again. Let's just play the game. We'll see what happens.
You're the 10 seed. I mean, you have to win two games just to get in the playoffs as it stands now.
Right.
So, it's a kind of a big deal that you didn't get in this top six as well. He also said that his injury derailed the season. I would think your partner in crime derailed the season.
Yeah.
I mean, as Magic Johnson said yesterday, back in the 80s, we would have held them down and given them the shot ourselves.
Is that what Magic said?
Yes, he did. But this, I can't believe it. That's just...
Well, okay, so who should they want to play, though, right? Forget the play-in game, because, again, are they going to beat the Hornets?
They just lost to them at home.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
I think they'll beat Cleveland Friday, and that'd be a better matchup for them, just because Cleveland's a great story, but they have too many injuries, although Allen's supposed to be coming back. But
beyond
you're right,
that,
it doesn't. You're right. Do you want? Yeah.
Who do you want? Do you want the Heat? Okay, good luck. Because defensively, again, they're going to lock down a couple, you know, like everybody else.
They want Philly.
That's the team that you have to play for.
They match up well against Philly.
There's no question. And in fact, I might, if the price is right, I might bet the Nets in a series against the 76ers. That's the one team. You don't want the Bucks. You definitely don't want the Celtics.
You don't want the Bucks.
Oh, no.
You don't want that smoke. I think they match up okay against Miami. But Miami,
I don't know about that, because here's the thing.
They're underrated.
What if, and this can happen, what if defensively they put the locks on either KD? Now he's going to go off for the most part. But if Kyrie or KD have an off night, because Miami can do that to you defensively, then what?
Yeah.
Who's going to be the third person to step up?
And Kyrie's a whole different player with the numbers when he had to play on a regular basis.
Of course, yeah. That's why I like him again over tonight.
Sure.
Yeah.
This week off business. Yeah. They're tied with Charlotte for the nine, but Charlotte has the tiebreaker. Now Brooklyn has an easy schedule. I mean, I'm with you. That point spread tonight's crazy. But they close with this game at home tonight. I'll tell you, this is no gimme tomorrow against the Knicks. National TV game, that's a Knicks Super Bowl.
Actually, you know, the Knicks got to be kicking themselves this year.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they
look what they couldn't, the Knicks couldn't do this?
Right. They could very easily be in a situation to take over the Nets with the 10 seed.
Yeah, and they've been feisty lately.
But they're not.
And they get Cleveland at home and Indiana at home. So worse, it's a 3-1. But I'll tell you, Atlanta's hot now, too. Atlanta's getting their act together. And that was the game. I watched most of that game Sunday. Atlanta did whatever they wanted for much of the game. Couldn't get stops at all. Durant goes for 50 and you get run out.
Yep.
No help.
That's the team right now that I do not want to play. Out of that 7, 8, 9, 10 match, give me any of them, including the Nets over the Hawks. By the way, Embiid's player prop tonight is 33.5 points.
Oh, God.
33.5.
Yeah.
Went for like, what, 44 in his last game. Yeah. He's going for the scoring title. And if LeBron doesn't play
he's
two more games.
He's questionable, yeah.
LeBron's player props, I looked at two different spots, not even listed yet. And that makes some sense, obviously, but.
AD's questionable, too. Points allowed going back with Indiana. 128, 121, 125, 132, 131, 133. Lost seven in a row. Yep. Spurs.
That could be a team total, Sixers over
tonight.
Yes,
it could. Yep. Spurs magic number is 2 to get in. Bucks win, they clinch the division. Bulls magic number to get in the top 6 is 1. New Orleans magic number is 1. They win, they're in tonight. No Sabonis, no Fox. What else we have? Oh, this is a big game tonight in Toronto with Atlanta. Because you have Toronto tied with Chicago with the same record for the 5, and then Atlanta's trying to move up and get that 7. They're a game behind Cleveland.
And by the way, that's another one. The Sixers, because again, we don't know the exact status of every player on the team. They don't want the Raptors in the first round. The Sixers would actually, that's probably a 5 or 6 game series against the Bulls. They take care of the Bulls. That's the team that they want to see in the first round. But I've said that about every single team in the East, that they want the Bulls in the first round.
Yeah. What do you think about your Nuggets?
Well, okay, so...
The Nuggets... See, the Spurs, they're not good. Look at their record, okay?
Mm-hmm. It's just they're playing better.
The best of the best. The worst, you know, how that saying goes. But the Nuggets...
The best of the worst?
Best of the worst, the worst of the lousy. Yeah. Nuggets, 7.5. 234.5 the total.
Okay, so it opened up 236. It's down now. And again, DeJounte Murray tweeted out last night, not feeling well.
Yeah.
God. So...
But then again, the Lakers are should lose in Phoenix tonight, and they're probably not going to play anybody. Well, you think LeBron would play to get the scoring title? He has to play 2 more games.
Yes, he has to.
Yes.
And then he won't qualify. He can still win it, but it's then based on how many games he played, and it's going to take away from the points per game. And at that point, he's going to go beneath Joel Embiid, because Embiid's now like 30.2, LeBron's 30.3.
Yeah. Yeah. They have 4 left. He could play Friday against OKC in that home game, too. That's a great angle by you. Great point. Because he's throwing his hands in the air, like, what do I have to do to win the MVP?
Yeah.
That Embiid at least could try to get the scoring title.
He wants it.
And go off.
I might, because I have LeBron to lead the league in scoring, I might bet Embiid tonight over as well. It's the Pacers. You just ran down how many points they give up per game.
Joke. Yeah. Yeah. This Miami game, that's a good game, too, tonight. Miami at home against Charlotte.
That's really good.
They were back. The line's only 5.
Oh, but
they have wiggle room for the 1 seed.
Please, Memphis, come through tonight.
Oh, that's a big one.
Please win this game against Utah. Couple that win. Look at that video.